again. I'm Drew Wilder. It is Your Business. We talk business talk. We talk straight talk with Stan Sadlak, sponsored by Steeplechase Advisors, helping businesses in our area for so many years. My abacus doesn't go that high. Taxes, insurance, real estate, asset protection, business succession, even personnel problems. And Stan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, Drew. Doing okay.
You know what? I know you're just sitting there with shorts on, and it must be a little bit cold, but I figured, yeah, but dress codes. I mean, because that's been in the news lately. The Senate got rid of their dress code, supposedly to make room for Mr. Fetterman to dress the way he does. Does anyone care about dress codes anymore, like in business?
No.
Really?
No.
So you would hire John Fetterman?
No.
No, you...
I look at me today. I got a suit, you know...
Yeah, we both have ties and jackets.
Yeah, tie jacket.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you don't think businesses do care? Do they care in the interview?
I think we have dropped down our standards for doing business in this country to new lows. I mean, we, you know, people, I mean, look at the kids, they're not learning anything in school.
Right.
We're I don't know what we are ranked in the world. You know, people don't want to get dressed up. You know, you have waitresses with tattoos up and down their arms and waiters. I mean, we're in a different mode. I mean, most kids go to school today in sweatpants and a hoodie. They don't dress up. So we've just lowered our standards for everybody. It's not about, you know, who's first in the class, because we're all equal.
Right, exactly.
We don't have valedictorians
right.
anymore.
Equity,
we don't
equity.
Have salutatorians. The norm today is to just be mediocre.
And why is that? Why do people go along with that? I mean, why are people going along with the Senate? I mean, you look at the way Fetterman's dressed. It's incredible. It's almost like a joke.
Well, the 60s generation is now in charge, and they were rebellious. They're trying to transform the world into their own idea, and everything goes in cycles. I mean, if we talked about before that the new generation that's coming up right now is very different than, what is it, Generation Y? What's
yeah.
going on?
X, Y.
Yeah,
no,
you know, they got to, yeah. but the young kids today are more conservative.
Mm-hmm.
They are, they want to work hard. And we have this generation in front of them. They don't want to work. I mean, they don't answer the ads. And the amazing thing to me is I'm really seeing a difference in people responding to ads on, you know, the different job sites.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very interesting. People do want to go back to work. And I think people are really starting to get upset. I mean, price of gas going to $5. You can't believe anything that you hear on the TV. You can't believe, or the radio. Sorry,
right.
Drew.
Yep.
Oh, can't believe
yep.
anything
yep.
you read in the paper. Everything is so manipulated.
It is.
I mean, really,
yeah.
the right now, the teapot is whistling. And the question is, are we going to turn down the heat, or is that baby going to explode?
The only problem is that people don't see what really is going on or hear what's going on. I mean, you know, you watch Fox News, you watch Newsmax. They're kind of preaching to the choir, because I assume some of their viewers are independents, but most of them, they're conservatives or they're Republicans.
It's changing, Drew. I mean, if you take a look at what's happened in Philadelphia just recently, with the looters taking over the city, the same in San Francisco or Oakland. And in Oakland, 100 businesses closed down voluntarily because they're sick and tired of it. We've reached a point where people are just, they're starting to actually react. Now, the leaders are not listening.
Right,
the
not
leaders
listening.
Are not, you know, they're just poo-pooing it. But we're reaching that point where, you know, take a look. They talk about Trump's home, Mar-a-Lago, is probably worth $50 million.
Right.
And this judge in New York, you know, says it's only worth $20 million. Well, he doesn't know anything.
Right. Right.
I don't understand why they don't have appraisers that
right.
have introduced evidence. But now, you know, all they want to – I'm tired of hearing about Trump,
yeah.
and how bad a person he is. They do that. They reverse everything. They try to make, you know, make fun of everybody. I mean, if you take a look at our politicians in Washington, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really reached the point where they're all liars. You know, Menendez gets indicted for the same things that Biden's been doing.
Right.
And it happens on both sides of the aisle. How is it that a politician can go to Washington and not have a pot to pee in? Right. And then 10 years later, they're worth $100 million.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
I know we say, yeah, how does that happen? But tell me. Tell me. Well, people keep asking questions, but nobody answers the questions.
Now, I still believe a lot of people see and hear only what they want to hear. I mean, I just don't know if CNN or MSNBC or the net. I don't think the networks. Well, they won't cover. I just mentioned two stories to you when you walked in. It was mind boggling. Three Iranian operatives are in the administration right now. And then $250,000 of the Hunter Biden money filtered down to Joe Biden's house. You're not going to see that in 70-80% of the media. So I hope you're right that people are waking up and that the result will be a whole different, more honest form of government that's really for the people and not diverting everything with Trump, 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 and not addressing crime, the border, inflation, although I know Trump gets ratings, which is hard to believe. Now he still does get ratings. You mentioned Trump and the ratings go up, supposedly.
Because people know that his back is against the wall and that fundamentally he's an honest person. They just don't like his style.
Right. Right.
That's, you know, it's form over substance when it comes to evaluating Trump.
Right. I always say people buy emotionally. It's very sad because I've always said, who cares if you like the guy? I think he did a fabulous job. Look at now and look at what happened 5, 6, 7 years ago. Or look right before the pandemic. He had bad luck with the pandemic hitting. But people say, wow, I would never want him as president. And then I said, well, would you rather have what we have now? Anything but Trump. It's like an emotional thing.
It's a derangement syndrome. But if you take a look at what's going on in the cities with all the illegal aliens, I mean, it is unquestionably a major, major problem. As I said recently, I mean, what is the end game with all these people? Where are we going? Yeah. You know, and you take a look at all the problems in the different cities. You look at the price of gas is going up to $5 a gallon, and I don't want an electric car.
Right.
And that's being pushed down our throats.
Yep. It's behind the UAW strike.
Right. I mean, that's really what's going on here. It's, you know, it's because they're trying to be replaced, trying to replace their workers with the electric. So, who do you believe out there? On the one hand, Elon Musk says, well, if the UAW gets their way, then this country will go bankrupt. All the car companies will go bankrupt. Well, he does own Tesla, so
exactly. He has a motive.
He's got a motive, but we are reaching the bubbling point now. What will be interesting to see is everybody in Radioland, listen to this very, very carefully.
Okay, drum roll.
So, price of gas is continuing to go up. Mm-hmm. We are continuing to have to import fuel. Will there be enough this winter? The interest rates are going up, and based on new inflationary data, interest rates will continue to go up more. And then the stock market is now reacting and starting to go backwards. So until it hits you personally, you don't really take an interest. You know, it's like the illegal aliens coming into Texas. People in New York really don't care.
Right.
Well, now they're all being bused to New York. They
now
care.
They care. Right now
and,
they care.
And there's a massive cover-up. It's like the movie Truman World.
Right.
You know, he's sitting there and everybody's watching what's going on. He's being fed a crock of bull.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's what we are. We're not hearing the truth on anything.
And you think people know that. They're getting wind of understanding that we're not being told the truth. Well, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. But I guess you answered my other question, that if all these looters showed up in ties and jackets, we wouldn't think more highly of them. So, I mean, dress code doesn't really matter that much. But that's interesting. It really is the lower. I always say that standards are lower, just the way people speak.
Mediocrity.
Yeah,
I mean, we used to dress for success.
Right. So that doesn't exist.
So when you get up in the morning, now if you have a shirt, tie, suit on,
yep.
and you feel, hey, let's go get the world, right?
Right.
Well, if you put on gym shorts and a dirty T-shirt, how would you feel?
Well, people would look at me, they're so used to seeing me with a tie and jacket. They think, what's wrong with it? What happened to Drew? But
he retired.
Yeah, he retired. Hey, I wouldn't wear a tie and jacket in retirement. I vowed as a teenager I would never wear a tie and jacket. I just hated wearing a tie and just get so used to it. But so you don't think that helps you get ahead? That's very interesting because I figured you would say it does help you get ahead, especially because fewer people are doing it, so it helps you stand out. But maybe it's the way you're saying, Stan. It's if no one's wearing a tie and jacket, everyone looks like or almost like a veteran. Maybe just that's the way people accept it. That's what you see, and that's the way it is. But you think things go in cycles.
So everything goes in cycles. It's like, you know, a couch in your house. What's the life of a couch?
Mine is 25 years old.
See, if you're in the furniture business, you would know that.
Yeah, you know, it's got to be less than 25. 10? No. 50. I know refrigerators are now like 10. I would say 13.
2,958 days, which equates to just
seven
a little
years?
Over 8 years.
8 years. Okay. Wow, that's not very long.
No. But
why is that?
That's, you know, but through the amount of usage that it gets, all the furniture companies and, you know, who's the guy that owns most of all the furniture companies in America? Do you know?
Warren Buffett.
Yes, that's correct.
It is Warren Buffett. I thought maybe it was obesity that caused heavier people sitting on furniture causes it to go bad faster. Maybe
I'm not even going to touch that.
I know, right? Exactly.
So what is the in the United States? What's the biggest furniture company?
In the United States, the biggest furniture company, it's not Bob's Discount Furniture. You know what? I don't know. I thought they were all local regional chains.
No, Ashley Home Stores, biggest
is that
in
right?
America.
I didn't know that.
What's number two?
Bob's Discount Furniture.
No.
Ray Moore and Flanagan.
No.
No? We're giving them free plugs here.
IKEA.
IKEA, okay, I didn't think of that.
But what is IKEA also known for? What is it that they, a big product that they sell?
Zipline.
150 million a year.
Really? They have some other business that does 150 million
a year.
Food.
Close.
Because I know they have a refreshment thing in their stores and a zipline, which is why I mentioned that. I don't know.
Swedish meatballs.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Would you eat an IKEA Swedish meatball?
They're big for that.
Is
well, they're
that
a Swedish
right?
company.
Really?
People don't know that.
I didn't know that.
So they're diversified. You know, they cover both ends of the spectrum.
Wow. So it doesn't taste like a piece of furniture.
I can't tell you the last time
I had a Swedish meatball. But Stan Sadlax, sponsored by Steeplechase Advisors. We do it. And what's more amazing is we get away with it every weekend at this time. And we'll tell you at the end of the show how you can get in touch with Stan for a coaching session. No obligation, no fee, no cost, no hurt. But he's been helping businesses for so many years. I can't imagine why you wouldn't take advantage of that. Taxes, real estate, insurance, business succession, even personnel problems. And, so you think we're going to come out of this chaos, everything's going to be okay. And, I mean, when's this going to happen, Swami Stan?
No, it's not going to be okay.
Oh, it's not going to be okay.
If the interest rates go the way I'm predicting, the market goes down the way that I am predicting, and you're going to start to see some people not make it. I mean, the cost of money will be too expensive. They will default on mortgages. I already noticed, good driving around, that there are more foreclosure signs today than there were before. And, you know, when you have a variable rate mortgage, a lot of them, you know, are changing in September right now.
Yep.
And it's going to cause a very big difference. So, you know, people have been, the consumer has been feeling pretty confident the last 10, 15
people are spending.
Years.
That's why they keep having to raise rates.
But no more. When you go out to a restaurant on Saturday night, let's see how crowded it is. I've really noticed a difference.
I did go somewhere and they were packed, but I can't think where it was. I think last weekend I went out for dinner once, and there were so many people there that I can't.
Is it a new place?
It was not a new place. Terrible. I can't remember where I was a few days ago. But wherever it was, they were busy. But yeah. Most restaurants are not that way.
Yeah, I've definitely noticed that in many of the restaurants, more gray-haired people.
Yeah.
And
oh, I know who it was.
Yeah,
I better not give him a plug. Well, it's my client, but yeah.
You know,
we had lunch there.
Yeah.
And they were very crowded.
Yeah.
Very crowded. I mean, I was shocked.
That's a new place.
Yeah, that's true. So they're 4 or 3 months old?
You can't go by that. We're talking ones, you know, been out there, a chain that's been out there for, you know, 20 years.
Right.
You know, they always have to reinvent themselves and do something new to make it look different.
Right.
But you look at any restaurant that opens up, you know, 6 months to a year later, you don't see the same number of cars in the parking lot.
Right, that's true.
And people don't have the money to spend.
Right.
You know, they're maxing out their credit cards. You know, it just costs so much more for everything to be done. So, you know, and I've been saying for years that the economy, Main Street economy is not good.
Right.
Wall Street economy is fine. That will go on, and they'll continue to fleece us every day of the week.
Right.
But when you take a look at the Main Street economy, all over the country, for the most part, it's got challenges. You know, one challenge is obviously the rents, the price of doing business, the cost of personnel. But now they're having to continue with this theft. Look, CVS is closing 900 stores.
Is that what it is? 900? I knew it was a lot of stores.
Target is closing 4 stores.
9 stores.
I mean 9 stores.
Yeah, 9 stores.
4 in Portland.
Right, that tells you something. Some in Seattle.
Yeah.
In Harlem and New York City. I mean,
and that's just the beginning.
Yeah, they're not in Florida.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, and Amazon's getting hammered for violating the...
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah, that's the way it works in this country these days, right? Someone's very successful and everyone goes after them.
But, you know, you know who's always hiring off the backs of us is the state employees.
Right.
The federal employees. They keep creating new departments. These people retire after 25 years with a defined benefit pension plan.
And then they move out of the state.
And we're working to pay them.
Yeah.
I mean, this is absolutely absurd. How long will people put up with this baloney?
But I mean,
really, that's my question.
That's what I wondered.
Ignorant. It's like Truman's World. Yeah. They don't know what's going on.
Right. I think people are so busy, they just don't have time to follow it.
Yeah. So if you're a businessman today and you're out there trying to figure out what are you going to do, what am I going to do, called asset protection. You better make sure your I's are dotted, your T's are crossed. You better make sure that you got your assets properly titled and properly set up. One of the biggest problems I find, I was in a discussion on that this morning. You know, people, a successful business guy is maybe ill, knows he's going to die, and takes no steps to make provisions for either the continuation or the closure of the business.
Really?
Makes no provisions to clean out his house or his garage so the kids don't have to deal with it. And I don't understand why many people just don't want to deal with this.
Right.
I see it so often. And then I see other situations where a family member is very happy to help out, to clean stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
But then the owner of the house or the business gets upset that they're trying to clean it up.
It's a no-win situation. Yeah,
no-win situation.
But why is asset protection so crucial, especially now, Stan? Because I know you do help.
Well, because things can go south real quick. I mean, we've used the example before. Somebody owns a multifamily complex.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gets murdered in the complex. Everyone gets scared and moved out. Now, okay, you have this $2 million mortgage on a piece of property that it was worth $4 million. Can't make the mortgage payments. And so do you think you really own this building? No. It's going to either go to the bank or to the town.
Right.
If you don't pay your property taxes on your house, guess what?
Yeah.
You're not going to own it.
Right.
They own it. So if you have a constant partner in this country, and that's the tax man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care whether it's, you know, income tax, property tax, sales tax. You have a partner. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
So,
80,000 nations.
So what happens is that the economy slows or it comes to an abrupt halt. Well, what's going to happen when you can't make all those payments?
And how do you help with that? Is that driven through an insurance? It must be through an insurance vehicle?
I won't divulge my secrets.
Okay, but they have to meet with you to find out.
Well, you have to look at a lot of different options. I mean, a good attorney who's experienced in asset protection can help you. But you have to make sure that when you go into an asset protection mode, and whether you set up trusts or how you title the properties or do the business continuation, you got to make sure that you follow through on that process, that you don't commingle activities. That's very, very important.
So there are a good
way to plan is if you take a look at a Title 19 application and you have a relative that's going into a nursing home and you take a look at the guidelines for that person to go on Title 19, that's a good insight on how to do asset protection because of the look back rules, the transfer rules. You really have to pay attention to all of that.
And that's an area you can help with.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of stipulations. It's not like a cookie cutter answer. But you better call Stan, and we'll tell you how you can do that in just a few minutes. I mean, I just heard you talking about the tax man. And everyone's in partnership with the tax. Now they're going after people for like selling tickets, concert tickets. I was going to sell my record collection. Now I'm going to think three times. I'd probably just throw it in a garbage can or something. But thousands of records I have. Over $600, they want their piece of the action. Even someone just selling, I don't know how they're going to monitor that. Probably they're going to monitor all the eBay sites and Craigslist and the online forums and everything.
Well, you own a restaurant, and one of these days somebody's going to come in and say, if you play music in this restaurant, you have to pay us a royalty fee for all the music you play. And it's so, you know, might run anywhere from $1,000 to $10,000 a month.
Well, they've been doing that for years.
I understand, but it's the same thing. Is it right?
Yeah. There are probably more people going around checking who's playing music and not paying the royalties.
Right.
And it goes by the size of the restaurant. But, I mean, it's crazy because how many people have a record of what the value was, the cost basis of what they paid for something? I mean, my records, they were probably 50 cents each when I got them.
Oh, but you're a business. You got plenty of money. You can pay all this off.
A lot of them were promotional copies. But, of course, I'm not going to tell the IRS that. But they may see call letters of a...
Wait, where did you say you lived?
Yeah, I know, right?
Drew Wilder.
So it sounds like why would anyone go into business or stay in business? I mean, it sounds like a nightmare.
Well, this is the test period we're going to go through. I mean, it happens every 30 years. And we are heading... I mean, this is like Jimmy Carter all over again.
It makes him look good.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter,
He's not
too.
The worst president ever.
He's 99. Is that what he is? No.
Yeah, he just went to a peanut rally or a peanut festival or something like that. Yeah, he's like 90. I think he's like 98, 97.
But you remember the days when we would buy gas on odd and even days based on your license plate?
1979.
And the most you could get was, $20 at the time?
Right. You think that's coming back?
Well, you know, where are our outlets for gas?
Yeah.
We've done away with all of our leases. We're completely dependent on Saudi Arabia. And now I read today that we're being friendly to Venezuela, and they're going to be Chevron or Exxon is going to be drilling on behalf of Venezuela. I mean,
it's crazy.
You could not write a book any better on how to destroy a country than what we are doing now. And it's not just one guy. It's the whole organization.
No, exactly. It is totally upside down. I mean, letting all the illegal immigrants from Venezuela in. I mean, what's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to be texting and calling their relatives. Hey, come on over. We got a year and 2 months to get over here.
But all these politicians, you know what? There's an old saying, you know, all talk.
Right.
They're all talk.
No action.
They complain. Yeah. You know, everyone complains about what's going on, but what is anybody doing about it?
Yeah, well, that's
where's the backbone? Where's the spine?
Yeah, but that's the scary thing. But I guess if people were upset. See, this is the thing I say. If people were upset enough, maybe something would be done.
Well, I mean, that's what the Democrats are trying to precipitate, because then they can declare martial law.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So people have to show restraint. But I mean, it's, for example, how can you take a look at Hunter Biden and everything that was on his laptop, all the bribery and the payoffs, and say that, well, none of this went to Joe, right. And he is now suing people who looked at his laptop and took the data off of it. I mean, they reverse everything that happens.
I know. I mean, I just happened to be, I was in the car, figured I'd listen to Morning Joe for a good laugh. And they were basically talking about there's no evidence that Hunter Biden affected the election. And I'm thinking, this is totally absurd. No media except for Fox, I believe Fox News was the only one, ever reported that right before the election. That would have turned around the whole thing.
They say it over and over. And as you always said on with radio, say you it say enough it enough, times, people believe it. So if hey, listen, Drew, I've got this new pill. And guaranteed that if you take this enough, you will be able to fly like Superman.
Yeah, people will do it.
And I'm going to tell you this every day. I'm going to text it to you 20 times a day, this super pill.
You know, it'll work.
At some point, somebody will believe it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they did it in, hate to say it, they did it in Nazi Germany. They're kind of doing it now on a whole different level, of course, but not like Nazi Germany.
Well, remember
Germany,
when, was it Trump or somebody that said you should drink Clorox or something? When
right.
And people actually did it.
Yep. You say it enough times and people start believing it. And that's the scary thing because people are busy. They got busy lives. They don't have time to go check out what the real truth is and everything. But so you help. Okay. So Stan Sadlak, sponsored by Steeplechase Advisors. You mentioned, interestingly enough, asset protection being a key now, especially with the turmoil that we have. And I know you do, you know, helping with personnel problems, another nightmare people go through, taxes, real estate. And now you're willing to do a no-fee coaching consultation?
I mean, I'll do one consultation. I mean, I've had, you know, some of the people that have listened to the show,
yep,
they've come in and spent an hour with me, and they're very, very interesting. I mean, I've really seen some extremely innovative and really creative ideas come in. And basically what I do is I give them a guideline of what to do and really who they should consult with to promote it.
So you're like the neutral coach middleman.
Yeah, you know, I'm like you're a baseball player, you're batting, and you just want to have a guy come for an hour and evaluate what you're doing and say what you should do.
So how do they get in touch with you, Stan?
860-524-3408. And if I'm not there, leave a message and I will get back to you.
860-524-3408. It's kind of like a no-brainer. Why would you not get a no-fee consultation coaching session? Drew Wilder, It's Your Business with Stan Sadlak every weekend at this time. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
You better take care of business.